Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Can you remember some things we've talked about? How do we keep the love command? How do I love my brother? Anybody remember anything we've talked about? Remind me. What does love do?
Prefers.
Love prefers. Somebody say prefer.
Prefer
means to choose one thing above another. You know? What do you prefer? Beef or chicken? What do you prefer? Coffee or tea? What do you prefer? Well, if you pick beef, chicken got left out. If you pick tea, coffee got left out. And we're told, prefer the other person. Well, that means when I prefer you, I'm going to leave myself out of something. I'm going to put you ahead and put me behind. Somebody say, love prefers.
Love prefers.
Now, it's not just talking about this. This means nothing if we don't go out of here and do it. You don't have to raise your hand, but just nod or look at me knowingly. Has anybody in here endeavored to put this into practice at all to prefer somebody besides yourself?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
If not, what are we talking? Why are we talking?
Right. Good.
No, we must make an effort to do it. Say it out loud.
I will.
Prefer my brother.
I will.
Prefer my sister. I'll choose them
over myself.
I'll prefer them
above myself.
We also read, you know, where he said that we are to esteem other better than ourselves. Esteem. Count. Jesus demonstrated that. He laid aside his garments. He took on the garb of a slave. He knelt down and washed the disciples' feet. It shocked them. And Peter said, no way. He said, well, you don't understand now, but you will. And if you don't allow me this, you know, you don't have part. He changed quickly. He said, well, then not just my feet, but my head, my hands. Give me a bath. I mean, because I do want to be a part. He changed. But did he feel like that intrinsically, did he believe he was inferior to them? No. But is he treating them? He's acting like he's their slave in this situation. And he said, if I did it, you ought to do it. Can we do this? Can we humble ourselves before our brothers and sisters and treat them like they are better than us? Can we do it? Are we willing to do it? Did you take an opportunity to do it this past week? If not, then you and I are just coming in here smiling at each other. Just, it doesn't mean anything. No, we can. Say, I can.
I am.
I will. What else does love do?
Does no harm.
Does no harm. In fact, love will allow itself to be harmed before you're harmed. Love will take a bullet for you. Love will get between the problem and you. Jesus did, didn't he?
Yes.
He got between us and the judgment. He took it upon himself. Love, you know, well, see, selfishness is perfectly willing for you to suffer if I benefit. Perfectly willing for you to do without it if I can get it. Perfectly willing for you to not get the promotion if I get the promotion. Perfectly willing for you not to get the raise if I get the raise. That sinners do that. They don't even try to serve God. Completely unchristian. And you got to watch about claiming things. I've seen people do this, and they're in a company or they're in a situation where there are other Christians, and there's something good going on, and they're believing, claiming it. And you say, well, what about these other Christians? Well, are they praying and believing too? Yeah, well, they're not faith people. Oh, that's ugly.
Yeah.
I said, that's ugly. You got to watch about that. What do you mean not faith people? If they have faith in Jesus, that they're saved, what do you call that?
Faith. Come on, brother.
Faith, you got to watch about throwing these terms. Well, they're not word people. Well, what does their pastor open up at their pulpit every Sunday? What is that? Well, you know what I mean. No, I don't know what you mean. That's why we're talking. No, it's not okay. Do you know you do not win people by mocking them? You do not win people by making fun of them or by making light of them, implying that they're some kind of second-rate Christian. And it's foolish and it's ignorant and proud to act like that you're so high above somebody else in knowledge and faith because you know something about one area that they might not, when they might know something about five other areas you don't. And all of us just know in part. There's nobody you know, and I do mean nobody. No human, no man, no woman you know today that's right about everything. Including you. Including me. That's right about everything. Why? Because we only know in part. And it's those parts we don't know where we can get in trouble. Can make assumptions. Assume and presume stuff. Walk in the light you have. Don't judge others. Be thankful for the light they have. And if they're, maybe they don't know some things about prosperity. Maybe they don't know some things about speaking in tongues. Maybe they don't know some things about healing. But if they're walking in all the light they have, they're accepted of the Lord. And they may be doing better than you. Because all a man can do, all a woman can do, is walk in the light you have. That's all you can do. If you don't know it, you don't know it. And that's why we are told not to judge. We are completely unqualified to judge because we don't know what a man or woman really sees and knows on the inside of them. You don't know that. So we leave the judging to Him. We just happy about everybody that's doing anything for the Lord. We're glad about them, right? And if they really believe in the Lord, you're my brother. So give me your hand. Right? We might need to sing that song again, huh? I care not what church you belong to. Because we shouldn't. Now that goes right along with what we're talking about. We said love does no harm. We said number three, love covers. Number four, we said love takes care of. Now if you weren't with us, obviously I don't have time to preach all these or you'd be here the whole day. Just thought I'd check you, see how you felt about that. Moving right along. Number five today. God is teaching us how to love each other. How to keep the New Testament command. How do we do it? We prefer each other. We do no harm to each other. We cover the sins. We don't bring up past mistakes, all that kind of thing. We take care of each other. That's why we got to be rich. So we can do stuff for people. Rich. And number five, how do we keep the love command? Love edifies. Edifies. Go to 1 Corinthians, please, the 8th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 8th chapter. 1 Corinthians 8. Verse 1, as touching things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but charity edifies. The NIV says, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Say that out loud.
Knowledge
puffs up. What does that mean? Huh? People's head gets like that Jiffy Pop. That you also know what happens when it gets that Jiffy Pop gets too big, right? Beware. You know, particularly knowledge-intensive occupations. You see it more and more and more. Law professionals, doctors, scientists, etc., etc. You got 15 years of higher education. You subscribe to all the latest periodicals. You keep up with all the latest research. That means you know about this much. Thank God for what you know. But it is so small in comparison to what God knows. And you see people all the time, they'll tell you what they know, and then they act like that's all there is to be known about it. And you mention getting another opinion, or you mention, you know, maybe something else, and go, oh, no, no, now this is it. No, this is it, all you know. And you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
There's all kind of people. Preachers get that way.
Yes, sir.
I know Brother Hagin, my father in the faith, who's in heaven now, he said more than one time, but in some of the visions that he had with the Lord, the head of the church, he'd tell the Lord, he said, well, Lord, if there's, you know, I've read the New Testament through excess amount of times, he says, and if there's anything in there like that, I don't know it. He said, the Lord looked at him and said, well, son, there's a lot in there you don't know. And sometimes you'll hear people, you know, pounding the pulpit or pounding their Bible. I've read this Bible and there's nothing in here. Well, no, hold up. There's nothing in there like that. No, you mean there's nothing you've seen. That's why I've endeavored to watch myself. And people say, here are the 5 steps to this. Well, there might be 7. Might be 2 you ain't found out about yet. Right? Maybe it's better to say, here are 3 steps I know about.
There you go.
Huh? Here are 3. I didn't say it was the 3 or the only 3, but it's 3. And all of us need to think that way. Right? And that's not just trying to be humble. True humility is simply living in reality. When you're living in pride, it means you're deceived. You're believing lies about what you think you know and what you think you can do. No, we said out loud, I know in part.
I know in part.
I know in part. If Paul said that after multiple visions of the head of the church and all the revelation God gave him, what about most people then? They just know part of the part of the part.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Edifies, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106E. That's R1106E. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God.